This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Australia is experiencing unprecedented waves of anti-Semitism. Earlier this week, police in Sydney found a trailer containing explosives with indication that the target was a synagogue. This follows other incidences, including setting fire to a childcare centre in Sydney and a firebombing in a synagogue in Melbourne. Yet, like the South African community, come to think of it, many Jewish Australians are an extension of our community. They are very resilient. My guest now is Gemma, and she's going to tell us about jury duty. Gemma, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Cherise. It's an absolute pleasure to join you.
Tell me, where are you based?
I'm based in Sydney. So the events that you mentioned in the introduction actually happened very close to home and very much within the Sydney Jewish community. And we are unfortunately on high alert for these sort of attacks. And we never want to get used to any sort of anti-Semitic attacks in our community, but we are needing to deal with them on a daily basis.
So I mentioned South Africans in Sydney. Do you meet a lot of our fellow countrymen?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I have family South African, and also when I was growing up, people often thought that I was from South Africa because I grew up among so many South Africans that my accent did pick up a bit of a South African twinge to it.
Okay, so tell me about jury duty. What is it?
So jury duty is the concept of universal Jewish communal service. A few years ago in Sydney, there was a review of Jewish education in our state, which is called New South Wales. And upon reflecting on this, I was thinking about some of the chronic issues that I've observed in global Jewry. And one of those main issues is that there's often a shortage of qualified Hebrew and Jewish studies teachers. And therefore, there is a lot of pressure on the few Hebrew and Jewish studies teachers in each community to carry a very large load for transmitting our culture, religion, heritage, and tradition. And so I thought to myself, how could we have a more sustainable model, not only in Sydney and in New South Wales, but all around the world, whereby we could shift the paradigms that we expect in Jewish education and perhaps suggest that it should be an all hands on deck, everyone getting involved approach, rather than simply those who have a teaching degree in those subjects. So after quite a lot of months and even years thinking through this concept, I boiled it down to this idea of universal Jewish communal service. The idea is that any able adult in a Jewish community has a cultural expectation to serve. And what does it mean? Well, it can mean different things in different communities. And one of the beautiful things about this program is that the concept is very simple. It's easily understood. And even the name jury duty is a play on words of the civil service of jury duty. So it's an understood concept. So communities can decide for themselves how they enact this program. One way is simply to have conversations among relevant leaders and relevant community members and say, how can we get everyone on board? How can we value our greatest resource, which is our people? And I trust that the leaders of every community are best placed to know what their community needs and how they can identify that need and how they can also identify the skills within their community. For those communities, that would like more. There are different approaches. One approach is the idea that for 5 days each year, every able adult contributes. This could be broken into 1 day for an administrative or training purpose, and then 4 days where people give. Now, I've created four different giving streams. The first giving stream is that you give within your Jewish community day school. So this would require each day school or an umbrella organization overseeing the Jewish day schools and other Jewish educational organizations to identify need and to have someone working in an administrative role to identify how that need could be matched within the community. Then the second stream looks at how could people give outside of the school system, but still within Jewish communal organizations. So a similar process of need identification and skill recognition and a matching of that process. Again, this could be a centralized process, which potentially could be very efficient and also could be activated year upon year, similar to jury duty that we're all aware of. But also it's something that is able to be modified and tweaked over time to be improved as it would be rolled out. The third stream is actually looking at our relationships with other communities. So, as we would strengthen our own Jewish day schools and educational organizations, how can we reimagine our relationships with those of other faiths, cultures, and religions and reach out to our partners and say, here is what's working to strengthen our community. Here's what's working to strengthen our schools. Let's collaborate, let's cooperate, and that we can generously reach our hand out in a new way with a new vocabulary to say we want to rebuild relationships, we want to build new relationships, and we want to strengthen existing relationships. And finally, the fourth stream is again an interfaith, intercultural stream, which, similar to stream three, looks at other organizations in other minority communities and how can different minority communities band together so that, again, we can share what's working to strengthen the community organizations across our community and once again build those bridges with other minority communities to form healthy, positive alliances.
Wow, Gemma, you've clearly thought that through. What has the response to this been?
Well, it's been very interesting. When I was fortunate to attend the Nahum Goldman Fellowship Program in Stellenbosch in South Africa in August, where I was very fortunate to meet you, it was really incredible to meet Jewish people from all over the world and to hear from the wonderful faculty and to hear people's novel, new, different ideas. I was really invigorated by the energy. So when I shared Jury Duty, one of the pieces of feedback I got was how it's universally applicable because it's not extremely prescriptive and because it's really a conceptual program. It allows each community to really personalize it to their own needs. And it doesn't require adherence to a very strict curriculum or a very strict program. It really places the power and the empowerment in the hands of each and every community. It's also applicable across community, regardless of their religious level of observance or religious affiliation, regardless of if they have political affiliation, or connections. It's something that really can be modified and adapted, and it shows high levels of respect for all participants and for all organizations involved. And it really recognizes that our greatest strength is our people. And it really says that in this day and age, with all the challenges that we've gone through, we need to create a new vocabulary, a new language for giving, and we need to rely on all of us, that we are all responsible for transmitting our culture and for teaching the next generation.
Gemma, it's so important what you say because many people want to give. And they want to, I mean, I know within the formal Jewish organization, many people from the community phone and say, how can we help? We want to do something. And this actually kind of formalizes a way in which people can give.
Yes, exactly. And I think it also allows the people who don't fall through the cracks because, you know, I remember all the times I would say visit my friends' houses when I was kids, and maybe their grandparents were there. And I would be sitting in the lounge room having a chat with one of my friends' grandparents, and they would tell me the most incredible stories of their life, whether they were Holocaust survivors, whether they had experienced in amazing historic moments, or simply a personal story. And I remember thinking if I hadn't reached out to that person or been fortuitous to be in that position, I would never have heard this story and it may have been lost. Similarly, many people have very symbolic and historic artifacts and family heirlooms, and we have so much richness. And if we can look inwards towards our people, we have everything we need already. And now what we need to do is to activate that.
That is so beautiful. It's such a wonderful concept. And we have to wrap up, but I'm so pleased you had the opportunity to share that concept in detail. If anybody would like to get involved, what should they do?
So I'd really like this to grow organically because I feel that each person needs to be empowered to do what is right for them. So I would encourage people to have conversations about giving, to reach out to leaders in their communities to say, hey, I've heard of this idea of jury duty. I think it could be great to motivate students because they will see role models, more role models in their community giving. Because we can integrate this into our Jewish studies curriculums, where, as a reflection on each unit of work, a student could, for example, write their jury duty comment to say, I was really passionate about this subject. This is an area I'm going to give in the future. And the communal expectation of the Jewish world will be everyone gives, Everyone is valued for what they can bring. And to wrap it up, conceptually, I've based this on three words from the Shema, from the quintessential prayer, looking at monotheism, which is Levavcha, Nafshecha, Me'odecha, which is heart, soul, and being, that everyone has something to give, whether it's something academically, emotionally, spiritually, we all have something to give.
On that incredibly beautiful note, I'm going to leave it. Thank you very much. That was Gemma
Thank you, Ben.
from Sydney talking about jury duty.